Novogodišnji muzički maraton Radija 202. Najbolje pop i rock pesme za praznovanje, želje i poklone. I one za lečenje mamurluka, razmrdavanje, osvrte unazad i predviđanja. Od 30. decembra uveče do 8. januara ujutru. Najbolje pop i rock pesme o prazničnim temama. Ekskluzivni koncerti od Coldplaya do Bajage, od Drama do Belana. A tek specijalni DJ-evi Đule Van Gogh, Žare Sars, Cukić i Dram, Butch Cassidy, Majdan, Ničim izazvan i Strah, Milan iz Nevernih beba i Gobac. Od 30. decembra uveče do 8. januara ujutru. To može samo 202.
Dobro večer, dobrodošli u noćni klub Radio Beograda 202. Nakon Doma kulture Jelene Knežević slušate Širom zatvorenih očiju, a moje ime je Kristijan Molnar. Ja vas kao i svake noći između srede i četvrtka vodim u svet plesne muzike, ali ovoga puta iz prošlosti, jer vam večeras predstavljam četiri DJ-a koji su mi se u prethodnim godinama pridružili u etru, a sada ih po prvi put slušate na 202. U prvom satu muziku će puštati Vlad Matej, poznati kao Erwood Mudvaser, skroman čovjek iz Rumunije, koji je u vreme kada je snimio ovaj miks izdao svoju prvu ploču za izdavačku kuću Balearic Social. Tada iz nepoznatih razloga nije želeo da njegova muzika postane popularna, ali mu to nije pošlo za rukom, jer je dobio podršku svakoga ko je čuo njegovo studijsko izdanje ili tek poneki DJ miks. Od te ploče prošlo je nekoliko godina, danas je poznat mnogima koji malo dublje kopaju po elektronskoj muzici. Nedavno je izdao novi album za etiketu Snaker iz Japana. To izdanje čuli ste već na 202, a večera slušate njegov muzički izbor sve do nekih 1 iza ponoći. Ja se nadam, možda više i verujem da ćete uživati. Zato pojačite Radio Beograd 202. Ovo je Erwood Mudvaser.
Thank you. Ministarstvo unutrašnjih poslova,
Putevi Srbije
i Radio Beograd 202.
Vanredne informacije o saobraćaju.
Na delu puta od graničnog prelaza Horgoš do petlje Sirig magla smanjuje vidljivost do 50 metara. Molimo vozače da prilagode brzinu kretanja uslovima na putu.
We'll be right back.
Slušate Radio Beograd 202 i naš noćni program širom zatvorenih očiju, u kom je večeras u prvom satu muziku za vas puštao Erwood Mudvaser iz Rumunije, a u narednih sat vremena muziku bira Sjord Obermann. On stiže iz Rotterdama, osnivač je izdavačke kuće Nusper Audio, jedne od mojih omiljenih holandskih etiketa koje postoji od 2013. godine, a Obermann je ovaj mix snimio samo godinu dana nakon toga i nekoliko njihovih ploča. Nusper Audio danas predstavlja nešto drugačiju muziku, malo bržu i vanzemaljsku, broj čak 30 izdanja. Članovi njihovog muzičkog tima nastupaju svuda po svetu, dobijaju veliku podršku poznatih holandskih festivala ovih dana, a mi se večeras eto vraćamo malo u njihovu prošlost. Postoji velika šansa da se i vi vratite na ovaj mix više puta u budućnosti, zato ostanite uz 202. Slušamo Sjorda Obermanna.
Ministarstvo unutrašnjih poslova,
Putevi Srbije
i Radio Beograd 202.
Vanredne informacije o saobraćaju.
Na delu puta između Čantavira i Bačke Topole u smeru ka Bačkoj Topoli, teretno vozilo se zbog kvara nalazi u zaustavnoj saobraćajnoj traci. Molim učesnike u saobraćaju da prilagode brzinu kretanja uslovima na putu.
Thank you. The people. Thank you. have dealt with this for as long as I can remember. I don't even know when it started. I just know that it all started with just people chewing with their mouth open. Now it's as bad as people just moving their leg, or just the way somebody's voice sounds, or the way somebody's breathing. Even if it's like so quiet where you can barely hear it, if I can hear it, it's going to drive me insane. I don't know how to deal with it. Well, I mean, I do. I've gotten a lot better with it. But I've been called crazy, psycho, insane. Names that I hate. Those are the few names that I hate to be called just because I feel like I am crazy, or I feel like I am psycho or insane. And I hate having to deal with this. It's usually really bad when I'm tired or irritable, as people may call it. You know, like, when I'm tired, it seems like everything bothers me, even just the sound of my mom's voice. Like, it sucks, and I hate it, and I wish I could deal with it, and I wish that I didn't have to be like this, but I am. And I just wish there was some way to stop it. I can't handle it anymore. Certain things that my fellow classmates may have noticed me doing is asking them to stop clicking their pens, tapping their pump feet, fingers on desk, chewing gum, stuff like that. Like, I hate it all, and it drives me insane. Like, people, look this up, the way people react to it. Like, it's not a joke. It's serious, and it sucks really bad. Like, when I hear these noises, it's just, my heart starts beating really fast, and I start getting sweaty and shaky, and I feel like I can't breathe, and I have to leave. I have to leave the situation completely. There have been people that I can't be around because there's something that they do that bothers me, and I'm now, when I first started high school is when I really noticed it getting to the point where it was really bad. And a lot of people have noticed that the way I handled it wasn't the best way. I would just completely flip out and be rude about it and just tell people, stop doing this, stop doing that. Now I kind of like just ignored it, and well, ignoring the fact of me asking somebody to stop doing something, and it actually affects me bad, because then I start getting that feeling where I can't breathe, or like just basically a panic attack, and I feel embarrassed to ask somebody to stop doing something because I feel like people will think I'm crazy. I hated getting new classes in high school. Like, when we got new trimesters, I hated getting new classes and walking in. And I feel like people look at me and think, great, I have Monique in a class. I don't want to be in this class with her. And I feel like people will switch out just because I'm in it. And I know most of the time it's not the case. It's just my own insecurities, I guess you could call it. I feel like I lose people because of this. And I get really emotional about it. When I get the rage, I feel like I just want to like pull my hair out of my head, punch things. Like, it's bad. Like, I don't know how I've gotten this far. It really has affected my whole life. I wish that I could figure it out. I feel like it's just so bad. Like, there's times where I just can't sleep because I hear people walking around upstairs, or I hear a TV in another room. Even if my TV's on, if I can hear another TV over mine, it just drives me nuts. I can't go places like the movies. I mean, I'll go, but I usually don't enjoy myself because I hear people whispering and chewing popcorn and gum and just putting their hands in their bag. Popcorn, just rustling around, chip bags and candy bit wrappers and just the noises they all make. And there's even like just my little things moving at the corner of my eye, like somebody like shaking their leg or rocking back and forth like this or...
Dobrodošli nazad u noćni klub 202. Ukoliko ste tek ovoga trenutka širom zatvorili oči, podsjeća vas da večeras odlazimo u svet plesne muzike iz prošlosti. Do sada čuli smo Erwooda Mudvassera i Sjorda Obermana, a u narednih sat vremena predstavljam vam DJ-a i producenta iz Leipciga, Jana Barića, poznatije kao Mapače. On je pored tog muzičkog projekta i jedan od osnivača etikete Can Records, deo je DJ Dua Mana Mana. Muziku je do sada izdavao za pomenuti Can, čuveni Giggling i Permanent Vacation. Godinama planira posjet u Beogradu, to nikako da se desi. I zato ga večera slušate na 202. Možda baš ovaj miks, koji je snimio za moje radijske izdanje 2016. godine, nekako prizovu tu žurku. Ja ću raditi na tome, a vi nam pružite podršku i ostanite budni uz širom zatvorenih očiju. Ovo je Mapače na Radio Beograd 202.
There's a lot of deaths in this town that does not get reported. what happens is they go through the judicial system and they don't get any justice at all. So what you're basically hearing right now and what you're seeing right now is a tree falling in the forest and nobody hears it. But this time, they're listening because the whole world attention is on Baltimore.
Thank you. Stay snug in bed or get up and see what had happened. And I got up. And the earth had frozen fast on its axis. Everything was pitch dark. The sun had got jammed in between two cakes of ice. It was working so hard to get loose that it froze in its own sweat. Well, so it started off cross country to see what could be done and what appeared. And he just naturally bounced up and down on the ice so hard that the hot water went out. Then I picked Mr. Bear up and I held him over his axis. And I let the hot oil drip down. And I gave him his cogwheel a little kick backwards until I got the sun. The earth gave a grunt and began to melt. The sun.
Slušate frekvencije Radija Beograda 202, a mi stižemo do poslednjeg sata i miksa za večerašnje izdanje našeg noćnog kluba širom zatvorenih očiju. Nakon Nervudamu dva sera Obermana i Mapačea, čas da ovu noć zatvorima će moj prijatelj Manuel Fischer iz Ciriha. On je u Beogradu nastupao u januaru u klubu 20x44. Čini mi se da tamo svoju publiku koja se tu pronašla. A sada će pokušati da osvoji vas. On je fantastičan producent, što potvrđuje i njegov posljednji album na čuvenoj etiketi Lobster Theremin, koji smo vam predstavili pre nekoliko meseci u našem noćnom programu. Pored toga, zajedno sa svojom ekipom vodi Ocelot Records, deo je tima poznatog kluba Cunguft, puštaju muziku na svakom kontinentu ove planete u posljednjih par godina, a evo večer spuštam muziku za vas na Radio Beograd 202. Verujem da će to učiniti uživo u našem studiju sledeći put kada budu u Beogradu, a vi do tada ostanite uz 202. Slušamo Manuela Fischera za kraj večerašnjeg programa noćnog kluba širom zatvorenih očiju.